Okay, one of you, do you want any preface or probably better just, probably be a better deal to just go ahead and let them state their case. And then if there's anything.
Okay, if we could bring up that on the county map.
Yep.
16359 Cheney as we look at it. Do I just hit phone and then the code first?
Nine.
No, you'll dial the number. Then it'll.
You have to dial 9 first to get out 5-line, right?
Dial 9, 1 in the area code and phone number. Then it's going to give you a tone, and that's when you'll put in your code.
Okay.
Can you bring my sweater and phone back in the chair?
Give me a tone and then
I'm gonna give you a tone. Oh, that's when you're supposed to put Chuck's numbers in.
Okay, is that a little loud?
It is loud.
Where is the volume on this thing?
He got it.
I got it. Okay. One and then 9?
No, 9 and then 1.
9 to get out.
Okay. Hey, Dan, this is Jeff Reynolds and the BOE. Are you ready for a phone call?
I certainly am.
Very good. Well, we are in here and looking at your, looking at the evidence that you had presented. If you wanted to go through some of that with us, we're all ears.
Okay, I'll be glad to. Well, first of all, good afternoon. I know you guys are busy these days, here for the next few days. There's 3 appeals before you. I'll for brief of reference, I'll call them Rock Ridge 1, Rock Ridge 2, and Sycamore. And I'll start with Rock Ridge 1. Rock Ridge 1 is a development in Branson that we have had. First of all, is Mr. Pennell on as well?
Yes.
Yeah, Chuck Pennell is right over here.
Okay. Yeah, you can see and I talked about it. We have, over the years, contested the...
Hey, Dan, sorry to interrupt you, but I do need to tell you that it is internet recording, so just FYI.
Very good, thank you.
All right, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
We have contested... The Rock Ridge 1 property in the past, taking it all the way to the State Tax Commission, which ruled in our favor in 2012 with respect to 2011 and 2012 taxes. I submitted to you a part of the appraisal as part of our package that was done for us with respect to this property. And also, I overnighted to you copies of all 3 full appraisals last Tuesday for delivery to the county clerk on Wednesday. And hopefully you got those. If for some reason you needed to refer to parts of the appraisal. It's our contention that the state statute is pretty clear that was passed in 2015 to take effect in 2016. That you must use the income approach with respect to Section 42, IRS Section 42 property, which is low-income housing tax credit property, which this is. All three of these properties are. And in speaking with Mr. Pinnell, I believe he said that he didn't have anybody in his department that was able to do an income approach appraisal. So I guess with respect to all three, but in particular with respect to Rock Ridge 1 at this time, we believe that using the approach that the statute requires would result in an appraisal of $1,460,000 with an assessed value of $277,400. And that mirrors what's stated in the appraisal that was submitted.
So you're asking, based on an income approach appraisal, to change the valuation. And are you talking about, you're talking about Rock Ridge Housing number one, correct?
Right, at this time, that's correct.
Is that the same argument for all three?
It's essentially the same argument for all three. The only difference would be with respect to Rock Ridge one is that there is also a state statute that says if you take a matter to the state tax commission and they uphold your valuation, that valuation is to be used in future assessments as well. And any variation from that needs to be based on some change in the project. And there has been no changes in the project since 2012 when the State Tax Commission ruling was issued. So with respect to the other two, Rock Ridge 2 and Sycamore, they have not been taken to the State Tax Commission, and there's been no ruling on those to bind the assessor.
When you talk about no change for the one that went to the Tax Commission, you're talking about a change in the method of valuation?
No, I'm talking about a change in the property.
Just, okay, generally. All right.
Well, Chuck, let me ask you, we do not have an income, cannot do the income approach?
We could if we had somebody, but we don't have anybody in the office to do it.
And is there a reason for that?
Just the cost of having a general certified appraiser on hand.
This is number one.
To have on staff would be
the first one.
Too expensive, and on the other hand of the coin is... we could hire an independent to do projects for us, but that too would be quite expensive. And as Dan mentioned and reminded me when we visited on the phone, in 16 the legislature voted to require income-based, and I think he's provided that in some of his information, 137.016 or something like that, that requires that. He's right on target there. So I can't argue that at all.
Okay. And he said that when that was decided, I forget what year he said, that it should not increase beyond that. Is that correct? Is it going to be that way forever?
That is what I've heard said. Well, you gentlemen went to the BOE training back few weeks back. I don't remember if they mentioned it in this recent training, but they have in previous trainings that, as Dan said, once a state tax commission sets a value, it can't change. So
unless something changes,
unless correct.
In the case of an income appraisal, if their income is increasing, then that would also be a change. Not just a change in the property, but the change in the income.
And do we have that information as to whether or not the income is increased, sir?
Dan, to my knowledge, you didn't send us your, except I guess it's in this appraisal that I haven't seen that you sent recently.
I'm not aware of an increase in the rents. We have to request increases in the rents from the Missouri Housing Development Commission, and they're pretty tough to get. We have not. I don't know that for sure. I don't want to go on record and tell you we have not gotten. I don't know that.
Right.
I know that in the most recent appraisal we had that they used, which was in July, that we of 2015, that we that the rents that we used in that calculation for that appraisal were current as of that time.
And I guess my next question is, has their appraisal gone up since that was put into effect by the state tax commission?
Yes. Yeah, it's gone up. I'm looking at our history once, twice, three times, counting 17. It was $1,460,000 in 11 set by the state tax commission, according to my record I'm looking at. In 13, it was bumped to $2,244,000. And then in 14, it came back down to $1,008,000. And then in 17, and Wes has got that before you guys where you can see it, I think there, it went up to $3,331,000. And that number was arrived by our regular reassessment using the Honeycutt cost program to establish value.
So that's the big jump. And we're talking about number two or number one here?
Number one. The only one that he's had
number
going
one.
Over the State Tax Commission, I believe.
This here is BOE number 2017-11 is what he's talking.
Okay. We're on number one right there.
11, I thought it was 10.
I did too.
10 is number 2, the way it looks here.
It is Rock Ridge 2.
Here's the appraisal on this, Joe, if you want to see. Does, on the income approach, does it factor in, is this a low, are you getting low income tax credits?
Yes.
Did the appraisal factor that in?
Yes. And it factors in the restricted rents as well.
So, if I may ask a question, Dan, you sent in Sycamores, you sent it's page 3 from the Gill Group, which I thought was kind of interesting. It's got a number of numbers, starting out at the top with $650,000, which I assume was for the vacant land.
Yeah, I believe that's what they're appraising there.
Down at the bottom of the list, it says value of state tax credits, $2,610,000, and then the next one, value of below market financing. I'm sorry, that's not the one I was looking for. Just above that, it says value of federal tax credits, $4,988,000. So, to Jeff's question, in those appraisals, those kind of tax credits that are initially benefited to the developer, that's figured into the income approach as it goes down the road?
I don't think they're going to the income approach, and that's why they set out separately what the different valuations are, so that you can see what valuation they are giving to each component of it. But for our purposes, the tax credits are not incorporated into the value of the valuation using the market value using restrictive rents, which is what the income approach says we should do.
If I could take this opportunity, I kind of got an axe to grind, you might say, but I am not a former small businessman, and I'm all for a fellow taking available, avoiding taxes when he can. So I don't have any extra grind with a developer that takes advantage of what the legislature provides for them. I do.